In this episode, you'll hear about four interesting ASX-listed companies that we have on our watch list. You have arrived at the Chris Coe & Associates Finance and Investing Podcast with your host, Chris Coe, a Wanaka-based investment advisor and avid share market investor. Please note, nothing in the podcast is a buy, sell or hold recommendation and doesn't take into account your personal situation. Starting with gold producer Red 5 Limited, ASX code RED, which is a small cap gold miner that has moved from explorer to producer. The company is paying down debt and ramping up production. The gold price has had a strong run, and while it is at record highs, there could be a pullback at some stage. But overall, there are still strong tailwinds with geopolitical tensions escalating in the Middle East and central bank buying. The March quarter showed Red 5 produced around 50,000 ounces from its King of the Hills project. This is the fourth consecutive quarter of production, exceeding 50,000 ounces. Red 5 paid down some more debt over the quarter to have a net debt position of $42 million. Red 5 anticipates high production in the June quarter, with no major shutdowns planned for the remainder of the financial year. Red 5 is proposing to merge with another ASX gold producer in Silver Lake Resources, code SLR, to create a mid-tier gold producer. The merger looks largely positive, with economies of scale and an enhanced balance sheet. The new larger company will likely come onto the radar of more retail investors, brokers and institutional investors. So is it a good investment? Well, we're bullish on gold and like Red 5, as it is paying down debt and forecasting high production. But investors could wait and see how the merger with SLR plays out. On to another ASX-listed gold miner, and St Barbara, code SBM, is an out-of-favour company with operations in Papua New Guinea and Canada. St Barbara has had its share of problems over recent years, but has sold the Lenore operations and now sits on a large cash pile and is focusing on the Simberi operations, which is increasing production. St Barbara lost $42 million in the December half, but is still interesting due to the tailwinds from gold, high cash balance of $218 million, which equates to around 26.5 cents per share. And that doesn't take into account the $26 million in holdings of ASX-listed explorers, Catalyst Metals, Kin Mining, and Peel Mining. St Barbara currently trades around 28 cents a share and has no debt after selling the Lenora operations. A recent trading update showed a 33% increase in gold production from the Simberi operations in the March quarter. Share prices spiked after the announcement and also another announcement showing some good drilling results in some of its explorations. And this seems to have put the company back on the radar of investors. So is it a good investment? Well, it's got a solid cash position and is ramping up production. And this plus the elevated gold price and tailwinds for gold makes it an interesting one to watch. Another out of favour small cap that's seen its price significantly decline over the years on declining earnings, but also has a solid balance sheet, is Integrated Research, stock code IRI. Integrated Research provides software so companies can analyse its business in real time and get alerts and troubleshoot. And it has a reporting dashboard so people can see everything on the one place. And it mainly covers the communications, IT infrastructure, and payment processing businesses. IRI's got around 600 customers across 60 countries, giving it a bit of diversification. And many of those customers are large established companies. Integrated Research has cash of $21 million and no debt as of December 31st. The half year to December showed revenue was up 6% and profit was up 248% to $11 million as research and development spending. The collaborative division, which is the largest in terms of revenue, is declining on revenue churn, which is when customers cancel or downgrade their monthly subscriptions or whatever length subscription. And while the company is trying to repel threats from cloud-based services, this may take a while to show up in revenue. So even though the price is depressed, IRI is profitable and has no debt, some could argue that it offers good value, but we would like to see a turnaround in the collaborative division before investing. Moving to MicroCap Foz Capital, ASX code FOS, which manufactures and distributes commercial and architectural lighting. Sales were up 15% to $10 million over the second half of 2023, and statutory net profit was $127,000, so relatively small. Foz recently acquired Click, which manufactures commercial, industrial and architectural LED linear lighting. And Click derives around a quarter of its revenue from the States, giving Foz a foothold into markets outside Australia and New Zealand. Foz trades on a PE of around 18. Debt's increased a little bit with the acquisition of Click, but is still manageable. And lease liabilities have decreased as the Gold Coast operations were shut down. Directors have been buying shares, with Managing Director Con Scrinis buying a total of 30,000 worth since September last year, and Executive Director Michael Koutsakis having purchased around 24,000 worth. So, is it a good investment? Well, the company only listed in 2021 and is looking to grow organically and through acquisitions, having acquired three companies since listing. It's probably a bit early to tell how this is going to go, although sales are ramping up, but profits are small, so we wouldn't be jumping in at this stage. We've been moving to copper, and we're bullish on the copper theme and have been for a while. So we have some exciting copper plays in our recommended portfolio. So I thought I'd also take a look at one of the few large pure copper plays on the ASX in Sandfire Resources, code SFR. Sandfire derives about three quarters of its revenue from copper, with the remaining coming from zinc, gold, lead and silver. Sandfire made a loss of about $54 million over the 6 months to December 31st, with the recently acquired Matsa operations accounting for depreciation and amortization of about $150 million. Debt increased to $474 million as the company invested in Mothio and wound down the DeGrussa operations. The company is keeping costs under control pretty well in this environment, and advise they expect to increase production by over 50% over the next 2 years to 2025. So is Sandfire a good investment? Well, good copper assets are hard to find these days, and after BHP snapped up Oz Minerals, there are not many large-scale copper plays on the ASX. Sandfire is on track for higher copper production growth over the next 2 years, and we think fundamentals for copper are looking good, especially with increase in computations and power needed for artificial intelligence and crypto. That being said, we favour other copper producers at this stage, but it's interesting nonetheless. Well, that's it for today. I hope you got some good investing ideas, and we'll broadcast again next Thursday.